You're with Raf Epstein.
You can't fix it if you can't see it, and to see it, you have to measure it. Suicide rates have remained largely unchanged for the broader community during the pandemic, but not for First Nations people in Victoria. The Indigenous Victorian suicide rate's gone up 75%. It's not a huge group of people. Every death is a tragedy. If you've got suicide in your experience with your family and friends, you'll know what a tragedy it is. 2020, there were 20 suicides. In 2021, there were 35 amongst Indigenous Victorians. That's a big jump. It's been rising steadily since 2018. All of these figures come courtesy of the Victorian State Coroner, Judge John Kane. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Raf.
Can you just walk us through that data and feel free to repeat it? Just give us an idea of what's been happening over the last 3 or 4 years.
Yes. So to give you a little bit of background, the court, about 3 years ago, introduced a group into the place that was called the Koori Engagement Unit. Its purpose was to connect in a much more sophisticated and appropriate way with First Nations people who are coming through the court, or family who are affected by death and other suicides. And what that unit did was start to better capture the data. For some time we had been not as good as we could have been in making sure our data was accurate. But over the last 3 years, we're very confident we are capturing the data in an accurate way. And what that has meant is that we now have figures, and we've released reports of suicide deaths that have occurred over the last 3 years. And those figures that you mentioned last year, the 2021 year, 35 deaths, which was 15 more than the previous year, which was 20, 21 the year before that, and 16 the year before that. So this is a big jump, 75% increase in the number, and it's very concerning. It's important, we think, that this data is published along with suicide rates for non-Indigenous people as well.
If it's gone up more than 100%, which it sounds like it has over the last few years, are you confident that's the real number? Identifying every one of those suicides correctly, I don't know how good the data is going back. Are you sure that it's being measured properly?
Yeah, look, we are. And I should have, at the start of this, acknowledged the traditional custodians of the land where we are meeting today and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. But in coming back to the accuracy of the data, yes, we are confident that the data we collect is accurate. Having the Koori Engagement Unit within the court means that they are connected to those communities, they understand the people, and they are very capable of making sure that the data is right.
What do you think?
And across the cohort, suicide data is accurate and has been. We've kept the register for almost a decade now, and we're very confident about that data. We apply the same level of scrutiny to all suicide deaths, so we are confident about the data.
What do you think the problem is?
It's a variety. Now, there's no one single thing that causes this. I think whether it's the Indigenous community or the non-Indigenous community, it is things like relationship breakdown. It's about interactions with the justice system. It can be problems with stable housing. It can be mental health support, or it can be substance related. Those causes are common amongst the cohort generally. I think the difference, or the problem that perhaps we need to concentrate on with the Indigenous community, is that there is just simply not as much support available to that community as there may be to others. And that's particularly the case in regional areas. In this cohort, 54% are out of our regional areas and 45 in metropolitan areas. So that seems to say that there's a greater frequency Well, there is clearly a greater frequency in regional areas, and that is far greater frequency in regional areas than the non-Indigenous community. So perhaps a starting point might be what services are available to that community in regional areas throughout Victoria.
And I think part of your data suggests recent engagement with police before the suicide. Is that, what does that actually tell you?
Look, across, whether it's Indigenous community or non-Indigenous community, there is a group of suicides where, as part of the background, has been an encounter with the justice system. Now, that can be one factor amongst, and generally it is just sort of the last factor in a range of other factors that I've talked about, whether it's, there may be relationship breakdown, there may be lack of suitable accommodation, it may be economic pressures that are there, a whole range of things, and it comes down that there's an engagement with the justice system, which is the final thing that occurs, unfortunately.
I mentioned at the start, you can't fix it if you can't measure it. Do you really believe in your heart of hearts? I mean, I know the solutions aren't your... You're not in charge of the solutions, but you're the state coroner. Do you think it does make a difference if you measure it? Does that help solve it?
Well, I can't guarantee that it helps solve it, but it certainly focuses people's attention on the problem and pushes them to search for solutions. You can't walk past this data. It's too significant, and it's an issue that needs to be addressed. It needs to, there needs to be work done to identify, to the extent possible, the source of the problem, and go and work with the communities to try and reduce that number. Any group in the community has an increase in its suicide rate of 75% as compared to the previous year, that's, I think, something that needs urgent attention.
Thank you for bringing our attention to it, and thanks for your work.
Thanks very much, Raph.
Judge John Cain is the Victorian State Coroner.